Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And this is Wednesday in the Upstate, which is cool. Working for that noon hour, because that means you're at the top of the roller coaster. And from there, it's straight down into the weekend. That's how I like to look at it anyway. Producer Tim taught me a new term that will stick with me for the rest of my life. You know how the stuff you want to remember gets lost in there? The stuff you don't gets stuck with you. You ever hear something that's going to get stuck with you and you know the second that you hear it, you'll never forget it? Yeah. He calls Thursday. What do you call Thursday, Producer Tim? You tell us. You do the honors.
Friday Eve.
Thank you. Stuck in my head forever, Friday Eve. Now my kids are using it. Say it at home. It's stuck in there. Friday Eve. So we are on the roller coaster down the hill starting at noon today into Friday Eve. So that's good news, right? Okay. I am part of my campaign to help the governor of our state. He doesn't have good help. He really doesn't. And I've been telling you, Mr. McMaster, Governor McMaster, or shall we say Governor McVaxter. I can help. Look, reach out to me. We can do it on background, do it off the record. I can help. Your advisors have really got you in a mess here, bud. I mean, I would have never let you go on Twitter and make national news saying that you were going to go to the gates of hell to fight Biden's vaccine mandate if you had no intention of lifting a finger to do it. Because I would have told you, sir, that, you know, people are going to notice that. Like, people may not notice about maybe a piece of legislation you made a promise on. But, like, when they lose their job and they watch the guy in the cubby next to them they've been sitting next to for 15 years and their friends lose their job over a vaccine mandate, people, like, they notice that. You know what I'm saying, sir? And I would have never let you promise you'd go to the gates of hell to fight Biden's vaccine mandate if you didn't mean it. I would have never told you that no one will notice. I would have never told you that the way out of it, once you get flat, cold, busted a month later, you haven't done what you said, is to pick on the poor little girl on the radio in the morning. I didn't do this, sir. I didn't get you in this situation. But now you got a problem. And I've been trying to help you for weeks here. You can't hold two positions on Biden's vaccine mandate. You can't be for and against it. It just simply doesn't work, sir. People are noticing. They're not happy. So I'm trying to help. And everybody here knows how this works. When you do the right thing, finally, I'm going to be your biggest fan. I'm going to let people know there are no whipping boys here. This doesn't work that way on this show. When you're messing up, I let them know you're messing up and you're messing up right now. Somebody needs to tell you. And I'm trying to help. I'd be happy to screenshot my inbox for you. It's constituent after constituent. They're writing me because you won't help. And the only reason they expect you to help, sir, is not because I'm picking on you, which you apparently can't deal with. It's because you said, I will go, quote, to the gates of hell, unquote, to fight the Biden vaccine mandate. And here we go this morning. And I just ask, Governor, where are you, my friend? Headline in the UK Daily Mail. GE, General Electric, orders all 56,000 of its employees to receive their COVID vaccines by December 8th. Listen to this, Henry. In line with the White House mandate requiring federal contractors to make staff have the shot. So this is GE is here, as you know, in the state. This is affecting a lot of people in the upstate and across the state. So you said you were going to the gates of hell. And so people are really noticing that you're not. So, you know, I've made some suggestions. There are copies of Texas Governor Abbott and Florida Governor DeSantis's executive orders, you know, on this on Twitter. So you can go online, just cut and paste it, you know, X out Florida, X out Texas, put South Carolina, and then sign like where DeSantis's name is, just put Henry McMaster right there. Henry McMaster. And then you're going to be out of trouble, but you're going to need to act soon, sir, because this is just not helping. Or if you've, you know, if you've changed your mind or you never really meant that thingy that you said about the gates of hell, like maybe you should come out and take a new, well, see, that's the problem. You did come out last week and take another position. On WYFF, you said you were not going to interfere in the relationship between employers and their employees. But see, Biden is. And so when you stand back and let him do it in a complete flip-flop of what you said a month ago, people notice. So you have to see, if I was one of your advisors, we'd start here, okay? We'd have a brainstorm session. We'd say, okay, you have to pick a position, sir. You're going to have to pick one. If it's a flip-flop of your first one, we're going to have to do a whole tour where you apologize. But well, I hope you take care of that, okay? If I was your advisor, that's what I would do. But you got to pick a position because this is getting worse for you every day, sir. So now General Electric is here. They are very clear they are implementing Biden's mandate. And my inbox is full of people that you won't help, most of whom have already come to your office and you gaffed them off. Or you sent them that ridiculous email. Sir, do you know the email your staff is sending out? The form email? Have you read? You may not have read it. Have you read it? Because, you know, I think you're probably a reasonably intelligent man. I think that you'll see the problem with the letter that your staff is sending out on your behalf almost immediately. And that's that it completely contradicts what you were saying last week. In fact, your staff was sending it out on the same day you were saying you weren't going to interfere. Remember that? Here, let's turn on the audio. See, I explained this to Governor. I'm just trying to help him hear it. I don't think he may be aware of some things that are going on. Tim, you got the audio on? Let's play. Okay, this was you last week, Henry. See, I actually watch what you do, unlike your staff. Here you go.
And McMaster says businesses won't hear from him.
Those are questions between the employers and the employees. We want to protect that relationship. Let it be one of their choices, their decisions. That's free enterprise.
But see, the problem is, on the day that you sent that, your office staff was sending out a letter to these people losing their jobs over the vaccine mandate, including people who have real health concerns about taking that vaccine, including people who've been at their jobs 15 years, 22 years, 20 years. Sir, at the same day you said that, I don't know if you realize, your staff is sending out form letters, form emails to people writing you saying that you're going to fight the vaccine mandate to the end. I don't know if you're aware of that. So you're telling WYFF that you're not going to interfere. You're telling the people emailing you that you're going to fight it to the end. Curiously, though, that email you're sending out, sir, it does not say, it says you're going to fight to the end. So we're clear about how long you're going to fight, but it doesn't say when you're going to start. Maybe that's the trick. So here's what I need. We need to get to set, sir. And if you just call me, I would do it for free. I mean, my advice is very valuable because I'm pretty much always right. So here's what you need to do. Decide when you're going to start the fight because, see, DeSantis and Abbott are making you look really, really bad. So, you know, you got to choose. You're either going to tell WYFF you're not going to interfere, or you're going to stick to the emails you sent out on the same day saying that you're going to fight it to the end. So we're going to have to pick one. I can help you, sir. Please just call me here at the station. Because you're not getting good advice. This is, if you think this is going to work to fool people, there are few issues people are following as closely as this one. And look, you stepped in it. If you didn't mean, if you were going to support the Biden vaccine mandate, as you obviously told WYFF there, that you weren't going to interfere, then you should have never said it. But we can work on this. We can get you out of this mess, but you got to call me. And you got to pick one. Because this is not going to end. I don't want to do this every day, Governor. I'm not. Here's the thing. Your staff may be annoyed at me, but I'm not the bad guy here. I'm trying to help you out. Or you know what you could do? This is crazy. You could actually go to the gates of hell fighting this thing. I mean, that is an option on the table. You did say. I don't want to do this every day, Governor. I don't. I'm a nice person. I don't like picking on you. I'd much rather come on the show and praise you for fighting. But this is obviously getting to you. I mean, you had to come down here and do the interview with WYFF because it won't shut up about it. And I'm not going to be able to shut up about it until you do something. So pick a position, Governor. Pick one, and then we'll go from there. How about that? That's a place for you to start this morning. I hope it's the right one. I hope you'll go to the gates of hell. I think that's going to be a winner for you politically long term. I think it is, especially with all this information coming out about the shot that we've been documenting here. I think this is a good time to double down on your first position and drop your second and third position on this issue. But it's here now, Governor, and you can't pretend anymore. General Electric, again, has ordered all 56,000 of its employees to receive the COVID vaccines by December 8th, and they are very clear what they're implementing. They said it's Biden's executive order. So this is time for you to act. You're going to have to act, Governor. You're going to have to act. Nobody is fooled here. Nobody's fooled. Listen, if you would like to advise the governor, as I have done here, or you're facing losing your job, you've already lost your job, text the word GOV, G-O-V, GOV, to 71307, and we'll send you contact info for the governor. It'll be his phone number for his office and his email. And you know, just help explain to him he's got a problem here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Been the grocery store lately? Noticed anything, I don't know, different about the prices? Of course you didn't. Circle back. So Aki says, you're not smart enough to notice. Not smart enough to notice, Biden spokeswoman, that the prices are higher than a year ago. Okay, that's not what she said, but it's what she meant. She said, people don't notice the prices are higher. I speak Saki. Let me translate. These people are too stupid to do math at the grocery store. They don't know. They don't know the prices are higher because we went on a spending binge. That's what she meant. That's what she meant. Here's the problem, folks. Let me tell you where we are and where we're going. Moody's told the New York Post last week that the average family of four in the United States of America now spends an additional $175 a month due to inflation. Okay? That is directly related to the fact that we printed and borrowed $1 trillion in 4 months. That is the fastest clip at which that has ever been done in American history. That's why you're seeing the prices in the store that you are, because your dollars are worth less. So when there's more of something, it's worth less, and dollars are that way. And so what has happened here is that the Democrats want to spend a lot more dollars, but they don't want you to figure out that when they spend those dollars, it makes things cost a lot more. It's a tax, essentially, on the poorest. And so they are going dragged backwards, screaming into help before they will admit that it is their spending that is causing the problem here. Right. But the problem is that it is. And that printing press from the spending binge earlier this year in March is still humming away, printing dollars. And that's causing problems. Big problems. The kind of problems that will change the way we live. Wait, what? Yep. Expect a change in how you live. That's what a grocery store chain owning billionaire told Maria Bartiromo. His name is John Katsimatidis, and he is a billionaire. And he had a message for you, so you know it's coming. You might want to sit down. If you're in the car, you might want to pull over. 10% increase in grocery prices coming, he says. Over the next 2 months. Not over the next year. I mean, that'd be big news. Over the next 2 months. It'll continue beyond that, too. He's only willing to forecast the next 2 months as far as how high it'll go after that. He says it's still going up, but it's getting sketchy. Okay, folks, in an honest country, they'd tell you what that is. It's hyperinflation. Hyperinflation is what it is. But that's not the only way your life is going to change. Because of the state of desperation that we are in because of the inflation, because of what little people can afford as the days go by, but also because of the shipping crisis, we are going to finally achieve Bernie Sanders' dream. So exciting. And I talked about this yesterday on the Battleground podcast. I dug deep to explain why. We're going to achieve Bernie Sanders' dream. Remember when Bernie Sanders said, look, we don't need 25 styles of razor. We don't need that. We need like one or two, no choices. It'd be like in the Soviet Union where all the women, I kid you not, this is what used to happen in the Soviet Union. They would bring like five different color bolts of cloth. And so all the women would have the same dress on made from the same bolts of cloth, right? You don't need more than that. Capitalism is bad. You shouldn't have to have choice. And anyway, consumerism is bad. It leads to greed. And they're going to achieve it. They're going to achieve it. Listen to John Katsimatidis. He's a billionaire supermarket magnate. Explain the desperate things that major suppliers of supermarkets are going to have to begin doing. Actually, you know what? I'm at the end of the segment. I will play this next. It's going to blow your mind.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Billionaire grocery store owner says the way we live is about to change. You mean more radically than before? Oh, yes. And it starts with a 10% increase in grocery prices. You're thinking, yeah, we already had that. No, I mean on top of the one we already had. And when will this take place? Over the next 2 years? No. The next 2 months. If this was going to happen over the next 2 years, and it was back in 2019 and Trump was in office, people would freak. That's a massive price increase. Next 2 months. He used the word tremendous to describe the price increases that are coming at the grocery store. Tremendous. But we're going to change the way we live, too. And oddly, it's exactly what Bernie Sanders wanted. And that's strange because Bernie Sanders co-wrote the Biden plan. It was the Biden-Sanders plan on Biden's campaign website. So it's just funny that all these things Bernie wanted are coming true. Bernie has an issue with razors. He doesn't think you should have to 25 razors to choose from. He thinks we should only make two or three. I'm not sure how that'll benefit anybody. But it definitely will be Soviet. It'll be like being back in the Soviet era, where everybody had the same toothbrush distributed by the government. It was crap. And women all wore the same five dresses because that's all there was. You don't need any more than that. If you want any more than that, you're selfish. Well, that's exactly what's about to happen in the supply chain, he says. That suppliers, out of desperation, will begin to focus only on their core products and they'll get rid of the other stuff. Here, I'll let him explain to you, as he did to Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business, what is coming. His name is John Katsimatidis.
I see food prices going up tremendously. They want to be ahead of the curve. And the way they're doing it is they're dropping all promotions. They are dropping low-moving items. In other words, if you have 10 different types of muffins, they're only going to sell the top three. And the same thing with Nabisco, and the same thing with Pepsi and Coke. They're not going to carry cherry Pepsi, maybe, or anything like that. They're going to drop all promotions. They're going to have their main products, and prices are going up. They're going up faster than anybody expected. It's a little bit out of control. Yeah. Because nobody wants to be, how do they say it, behind the curve. And I'm concerned people are paying more.
10% more in the next 2 months. Can't wait to see where we are by March. It should be interesting. It should be interesting. All right, a lot of people, Governor McVaxter, a lot of people are on the text line. Hey, we've already filled up his voicemail. Not even 6:45 yet, so I would wait to call him till his office opens at 8:30 if you were one of those who've texted the keyword gov to get his contact info. You could text GOV to the text line anytime. We'll always send his contact info. I would recommend calling after 8:30 because we've already filled up his voicemail. And that's how I like him to start his day, with voicemail messages from us, because he's just not getting it. Meanwhile, sir, my text line and my inbox are full of GE employees. Now, the GE has announced that they're implementing, specifically said they're implementing Biden's vaccine mandate, okay? And you may think, Governor, that no one will notice that they've lost their job after you promised to go to the gates of hell, specifically to fight Biden's vaccine mandate. You said that a month ago. But only 63% of GE workers are vaccinated. So there's going to be a lot of people who are your constituents are out of a job, or they're facing making a terrible decision. So they're going to notice, sir. You're not getting out of this. Here's what they're saying on the text line. These global corporations in our state have him by the throat. Their union, like thug tactics, have trenches themselves in these HR departments. I witnessed last week. We've got to push back better. These employees are being held hostage. Texter writes, Tara, GE is small time. I told you twice in August that AT&T is going to mandate, and we are talking about 300,000 employees. I wrote the governor as well. Crickets from both. I tried to get the word out and ask for help long ago. Now the texter writes, Tara, would an avalanche of snail mail letters to the governor be more effective than phone calls? Yes, please send one of those too. Texter writes, I called McMaster and told his aide that if I lose my job, I am going to use my newfound free time to volunteer for the campaign of anyone who runs against him in the next election. That's good. Another texter writes, guess the gates of hell were at the governor's front door. Another texter writes, you listen to this, governor? I have worked for GE 22 years, and I've always planned to retire there. As of now, I will rightly decline the vaccine, walk away from my livelihood, unless there is an intervention from the governor. This news was dropped quick and unexpected on us. Since then, we have had no meetings with any HR representatives telling us any details. The only thing we receive is flyers telling us the dates of vaccination at the plant. Another texter writes, they have given us less than 2 weeks to meet with doctors, et cetera, to even try to get a medical exemption together at GE.
Another texter writes, this is interesting. Me and my wife work in healthcare. By the way, people are texting the text line. It's a Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. If you'd like to do that, it's 71307. Texter writes, me and my wife work in healthcare. We see severe side effects from the vaccine weekly. The hospital system just ignores it. It's insanity. The vaccines are killing people. You are not alone. I've heard from many doctors seeing the same. They are afraid to say or do anything. Some of the side effects are insane. Things doctors never seen before. I had one doctor tell me about this itching thing that starts when you get the shot for some people. It's obviously not everybody. And you feel like your bones are on fire and they're itching, like you want to itch through your skin. And this particular doctor says she's seen a lot of it. And she can't even come up with a name for it. She's never seen anything like it in medicine before. So doctors are seeing this. They're just afraid to say anything. They don't want to get canceled. Texter writes, at GE, many are retiring at the first of the year and do not want the vaccine, but are now in the position to take it, or it will affect their retirement if they were terminated. See, Henry, you said a month ago you were going to do something about this, sir. Where are you? I mean, you're sending out emails to people. They're forwarding them to me. I read what you send out. It's not a secret. And you're promising to fight this to the end. But, sir, in those emails, you never say when you're going to start fighting. Could you give us that? When are you going to start fighting? You said you were going to the gates of hell. And that was on the 9th of September. So, I mean, it's the 20th of October. It's when does this start, sir? Texter writes, hey, Tara, something weird going on with Henry. But he's been raising a lot of money. Find out who the high rollers are, and I think we'll discover his position on the gates of hell. Another texter writes, prices at the grocery store only going up 10%. The small, cheap Walmart bags of government-subsidized corn chips have gone up almost 50%, 82 cents to $1.20. Oscar Mayer Smiley's went up from $1.50 to $2.25. Texter writes, oh my. I went to my doctor yesterday for antibody screening. He did not know what VAERS was. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my. I'm so sorry. Get another doctor. You got to get another. You can't go to somebody who doesn't know what VAERS is. God help him. Texter writes, is Governor McVaxter, as we now call him, because he is both for and passionately against the Biden vaccine mandate at the same time. Texter writes, maybe he's afraid to challenge GE because he's afraid the state will lose them. Okay. My answer to that, who cares? No, really, who cares? We don't need these big name companies. The politicians think they do because they get the donations, but we don't need them. Do you see these stats? Businesses go where people are, with people, particularly people who have the skill sets they need. Top inbound moves in the country. This is according to Mayflower. I think these are fascinating. I'm just drawn to these like a magnet. Top states with the most inbound moves in the entire country. Number one, this is what sort of surprises me, but then again, not. It's so beautiful there, and you wouldn't think it. Idaho. Number two, South Carolina. South Carolina. Here's the total top five. This is interesting. Idaho is number one. South Carolina, number two. Oregon is number three. Number four is Tennessee. Number five is Florida. I'm surprised Florida's not a little higher, by the way. It's by the end of this whole thing, this Biden administration, I think we're all going to live in Florida at the rate we're going. They have a real governor there. You know what I think is happening? You know what is interesting about this? You look at Idaho, okay? This is a state that Trump won by over 20 percentage points. It is hardcore red. And if you're blue, you're real blue, you're going to Oregon, right? That's where you're going. You're going to Oregon, you're going to California, you're going to Washington State, you're going to one of those three pretty much, right? You know what this tells me? This is the oil and water. These are people going, I got to live with my own. I can't live with these people. These states are uninhabitable. And they're going. And so people have this perception of South Carolina is very red. It's not, though. But that's the perception that it is. So South Carolina, number two in the nation now for inbound moves. They are coming. They are getting in. their cars and trucks and vans, and they are moving here. So you don't have to worry about that, Henry. We'll be fine. Just go ahead and do what you said you were going to do. Go to the gates of hell on the vaccine mandate. We're waiting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.